Going to keep it himself. Stops. Throws across his body. Heaves it up. A wounded duck. And incomplete to end the half. We're at halftime with the Panthers leading 14-0 at Durand, Arkansas Boys the football here on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A dramatic rescue from the roof of the county hospital in Irwin, Tennessee. Patients and staffers were stranded as floodwaters were rising fast from what was Tropical Storm Helene. It took several trips and five helicopters, says Irwin Town Alderman Mike Baker.
We had three from Tennessee and two from Virginia that came and airlifted everybody off, and all of that has happened within the last hour.
The storm leaves over 4 million power outages and at least 40 deaths. No word yet if today's big bombing by Israeli military planes hit their intended target in Beirut, a bunker housing Lebanon's leader of Hezbollah militants. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has pleaded not guilty to federal bribery charges and other counts. In Arizona, at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris talking with Border Patrol officers and expected to call for tighter asylum restrictions. Ukrainian President Zelensky met with Donald Trump today. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was in court today to enter a not guilty plea in a five-count indictment that accuses him of accepting more than $100,000 in improper benefits. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
He had been processed as a criminal defendant, fingerprinted and photographed. He didn't seem to even know where to sit. He approached his defense attorney, Alex Spiro, pointed to the chair next to him as if to say, like, here. And then he sat down, kept his expression turned toward the bench. And it was a stern expression, but you could see his eyes alert and sort of fluttering about.
The European Union has fined social media giant Meta more than $100 million over a password security lapse. The fine stems from an investigation after Meta notified authorities that some passwords had been stored internally as unencrypted plain text and accessible to employees. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Downtown Durand, and Security Financial Bank. Halftime of our Durand, Arkansas Spectrum Boys football game. Going to find out about some of the things going on with Durand, Arkansas FFA. I'm with the vice president of the chapter, Brody Michael Beekle, and he joins us. And Brody, thanks for joining us. Well, first, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Brody. I've been in FFA for 2-3 years now.
Okay, what made you decide to become a part of FFA?
I was asked to do a creed speaking competition where I have to memorize the FFA creed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you live on a farm? Have you been involved in agriculture or not?
Yes, I raised chickens.
Oh, really? Okay, how many chickens do you have?
About 30 right now, I think.
Okay, these laying hens, meat animals, what's the breed?
Yes, laying hens. I don't know the breed, but they lay eggs, all right.
Okay, how many eggs on average do you get every day?
I think about 30.
Really? Okay, all right.
Now,
do you sell them to family, friends, and that sort of thing, or are you keeping them for all yourself?
Yeah, of course. We sell them. I'm pretty backed up right now. Whole counter full.
All right. What are some of the things you like best about FFA?
Probably the leadership, team building. There's a lot you can learn from this organization.
Like, give me a couple examples of things you've learned by becoming a member of FFA.
Well, I've had to do several speaking competitions. It really helps with public speaking, not being afraid.
That's one of the big things with FFA that a lot of the members do say is that public speaking skills really is something they find very valuable and really in everyday life.
Yeah, it's always a good time. You're surrounded by people, usually.
So tell us a little bit about some of the things. I know we have homecoming next week. Is the chapter got any plans for homecoming or anything special going on? Or tell us about some of the things going on with the chapter.
Well, this month we have national convention. We're going to go down to Indianapolis for a few days.
Okay, so that's coming up here in October. And so are you able to go this year?
Yeah, I'll be going. I think about 10, 13 people. We're actually trying to fundraise right now. $8,000 and everyone gets to go for free.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm assuming then you have different fundraisers that you're kind of doing right now that people can maybe take part in?
We're having a meeting about it tonight. I'm trying to go out to some local businesses.
Okay, great. And so this will be your first time to National Convention?
Yes, it will be.
What are you looking forward to at that?
Oh, geez. I don't even know. I've never went before.
Did you ever go to state?
Yes. One thing I'm excited for, the band. They have a great band, great choir.
Okay. One of the things you're going to probably find out when you're there, and because other members in all of my years that I've been doing this, when they go to convention, they come back and they say everybody thinks either we're from Canada or Minnesota because of our accent. And you will think everybody is from the Deep South because of their accent. I'm just going to tell you right now, that's what's going to happen when you're there meeting with a lot of the other members. And that is that probably one of the neatest things you're looking forward to, is also meeting other FFA members from across the entire country.
Yeah, of course. People from across the country. I don't really leave the state much, so I'm going to be for a shock, I'm sure.
Yes, you will. And obviously, you guys are taking a bus there, so it's going to take you a few hours to get there. But, you're going to be going through Illinois and the whole deal. So have fun with that coming up later on in October. And, again, folks, if you want to help out the Durand FFA with their fundraising to have the members go to a national convention, they're working on putting some fundraising together. But if you'd like to help out, pretty simple. Just call the Durand, Arkansas School District, the high school office, or even the school district, and they will be able to direct you to Mrs. Peterson and members of the FFA chapter as well, so that you can help them out. We're at halftime of our Durand, Arkansas Spectrum Boys football game. We have some scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard coming up, and the second half of our football game's all coming up. It's Durand, Arkansas Boys football here on WRDN.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The second round.
Survive and move on.
Getting the green flag at Kansas.
More what we're used to, I guess. so hopefully you can control a little bit more of your destiny.
I remember when we crossed the line, I didn't really know who won, and I didn't really, at that point, care.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. NAPA!
NASCAR's Wild Card Weekend. It's a blur. Wide open weekend, wild card race, camping, concerts, tailgating, and an edge of your seat thrill ride in NASCAR's playoffs. Think your driver's making the cut? Good luck. The Bank of America Robo 400, October 12th and 13th. It's a wide open weekend and a wild card race. Get your tickets today at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
The Cup Series playoff continues this weekend with the second round cutting the field of potential champions from 12 down to 8. It takes the green flag first in the Hawkeye State, and Ryan Blaney handicaps the three races.
Yeah, you got your Kansas, you know, that's kind of a little bit more predictable, but then you got Talladega with the unpredictability of that race, and then the Roval being a road course, so... Yeah, a little bit more what we're used to, I guess. So hopefully you can control a little bit more of your destiny.
Well, I don't think we've had a playoff schedule that's looked like this ever before.
His teammate, Joey Logano.
A lot about survival, right? Like survive and move on and get to the round of eight. Figure it out from there.
Logano begins the second round ranked eighth, putting him on the bubble going into the Hollywood Casino 400, only 4 points to the good over his other teammate, Austin Cindric, with Daniel Suarez six below the cut line.
I think we're in a good spot. We just have to continue to be on offense and continue to attack. You know, I don't think we're in a position to take major risks, but we cannot be too conservative either.
The other two drivers on the wrong side of the cut line, minus seven, are Chase Briscoe and Alex Bowman, who scored the most points in round one and was the only driver to score points in all six stages.
Yeah, I mean, we've had streaks, right? Like, we had a pretty good streak to start the summer, you know, and then we won and we're really fast at Pocono the next week, and then we struggled for a bit and just need to continue running well.
Beginning with 12 drivers, the seven-race, three-round Xfinity Series playoff also gets underway at Kansas, with Justin Allgaier ranked first, just ahead of Cole Custer.
Progressive presents Renters MVP. Most valuable possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The photo finish at Kansas back in May was the closest in NASCAR history, with the margin of victory only 1/1000th of a second, which is why Kyle Larson had no idea he had beaten Chris Buescher.
I remember when we crossed the line, I didn't really know who won, and I didn't really at that point care, you know, because I knew how great of a finish it was, and, you know, I was just happy to be a part of a great finish. And initially they told me on my radio that he had won, and I was like, oh darn, you know, oh well. But not long after they said I won, and so then, yeah, you start going crazy. So it was pretty exciting.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Halftime as the Panthers lead 14-0. And let's run down scores that we have on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. While the battle for the Clover Belt going on, a whale of a game over in Mondovi. Regis and Mondovi, they are tied at 16. They've just started the third quarter. Meanwhile, Menominee, they lead Memorial 38-8. That at halftime. Spring Valley leading Cadott 14-0 at halftime. Plainview, Elgin, Millville leading Red Wing 7-0 at halftime. Elk Mound leads Fall Creek 6-0 at halftime. Baldwin Woodville over Altoona 34-0. That at halftime. Prescott leading St. Croix Central 26-6 at halftime. New Richmond and Rice Lake tied at 14 at halftime. Meanwhile, Alma Pepin was leading Melrose Spindoro 16-0. That in the second quarter. Again, here we are tied at 14. Some other games going on around the area as well. Stuartville is at Lake City. Elmwood Plum City at Turtle Lake tonight. Goodhue at Bethlehem. Ellsworth at Somerset. Glenwood City, they are at Colfax tonight. Also, Clear Lake at Boyceville. Lewiston, Altura at Wabasha Kellogg. River Falls, they are playing at Hudson tonight. And those are some of the games that we have on the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. You can follow the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Here, 14-0. We have about 2 minutes remaining here in our warm-up period, and then we'll get the third quarter underway, and Panthers will get the ball here to start off our third quarter. On a beautiful night here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex, don't forget we'll have NASCAR racing for you tomorrow from the Kansas Motor Speedway, the Kansas Lottery 300. Also then on Sunday, it is the Hollywood Casino 400 NASCAR Cup Series race as well. And you'll be able to hear both of those races over the weekend here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. All right, so Panthers coming to the sideline now and are ready to pretty much go. And then Panthers will get the ball to start this second half. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest shop opportunities. Better in Blue at Martin Transport, Grand Improvement Group. Many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with the community events throughout the year. Call a DIG member or go online at Grand Improvement Group. Ryan's Sports Shop, it's fall hunting time. Have all of your fall hunting needs, also fall fishing needs as well. That's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Without their help, we would not be here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex tonight. So please thank them for their support. Okay, so the Panthers will get the ball to start this third quarter. They will be going from right to left. Both sides released their special teams, getting their final instructions, and then we should be ready to go. Referees are like, okay, let's go, folks. Oh, Panthers will be going from left to right here in this third quarter. All right, so Spectrum will be again kicking off. Weiss and Havens back deep. Okay, they'll kick it off from the near hash. Hands are up. The referee says, let's get underway. And it's a short kick taken at the 40. And that is going to be Hagness up to the 44-yard line, and that is where the Panthers will start this third quarter. And we have a player down once again. Moore in on the stop. And so and it's like we have a couple of players down. And this could be a bit, as they are bringing emergency personnel over to an the one injured player. There's an injured player at the right at the point of contact, and so we have EMS coming out right now. So this is going to be a few minutes as well. We're actually even bringing a stretcher along. So the Panthers are going to come to the sideline here. And There was a kind of a big collision at the point at that tackle on the kickoff, and that is where the injury occurred. And so the emergency crews are here, and they are obviously the safety of the student is the utmost importance, and so they will take as long as they need. They do have the stretcher here. Can we? That was just the third quarter kickoff, and so we have 11:56 left in the third quarter. Panthers are leading by a score of 14-0. And again, we're not sure of the player that is injured. I did not see the I don't really see the number of the player. The EMS is still working with the injured player, and they have not moved him at all yet. So we will, again, we have a delay here. And it will be just a few minutes as well before we get things underway. Next week, of course, is homecoming. There'll be all kinds of different homecoming activities at the school, and including Caddy Woodlawn this year. So some of the events for the elementary school students as well, all next week. And of course, culminating with the big homecoming football game next week here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. This will be taking on Fall Creek. And it looks like the way the weather's been, this quiet, warm weather's probably going to continue into even next week. Again, have a delay here for an injured Spectrum player. And emergency crews are out at the 44-yard line. And they are taking their time before they move him. And then they have a backboard out, and they're getting him on that first to get him secure before they put him on the stretcher. And so we are waiting for that. Again, it was on our opening kickoff for the third quarter when the injury occurred. Beautiful night here there at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Well, it's like they're strapping him to that backboard, the injured player, so that he can't move. Obviously, that's what they don't want to. There's something serious. They want to make sure that they don't cause any other issues. So it's all out of an abundance of caution here. And everyone's kind of pretty quiet here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex as they see emergency crews work on the player. And they have lifted him up now, and they will get him to the stretcher so they can take him off the field. Again, 14-0, Panthers lead here at the start of the third quarter. Well, he has waved his hand. The player's waving his hand, so that is a good sign. But again, they're wanting to make out of an abundance of caution. And so they will take him off the field and will now get back underway here. With the Panthers, will have a first down at their 43-yard line. All right, so first and 10 for the Panthers. So we'll get things now underway. So here we go. First and 10 now from the 43. Breidung now waits for the snap to our single wide receiver left and right, wing back on the left. Hand off to Havens. Havens will cut up the field to the 45, to the 50. Crosses into Spectrum territory up to the 48-yard line. Enough for first down, first and 10. Make that the 47, they'll officially mark it. So first and 10 for the Panthers. Havens with the carry. As Panthers now to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. Mack is the wing back on the left. Breidung waits for the snap. Play action to Havens. He's going deep, looking for Weiss. Weiss can't come up with it. And a second down coming up. So, second and 10 for the Panthers. Clock stopped at 11:25. Panthers now to the line from the middle of the field, right in between both hashes. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the far side. Man comes in motion and Weiss. Hand off to Weiss. He's going around the right side. Flag down to the 40. Another flag down to the 30. And out of bounds. Pushed out of bounds by number three, Simonovich. A couple of flags down. So that's coming back. Holding Panthers. So they'll move him back 10. So back to the 43-yard line. Second down. And 20. From the 43-yard line, Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack goes in motion. Hand off to Mack. Straight ahead he goes to the 45. Pushes the pile forward up to the 50. And in on the stop, number 71, Samuel Peterson. And on the stop. Third down here coming up. And about 14, we'll call it. Make it third and 13. So the ball right at the 50-yard line. Panthers to the line, in between both hashes. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack in motion. Pitch to Mack, going to the right. Gets around the corner to the 45. Cuts back towards the center of the field. Crosses the 40, close to the first down. And on the stop, number 25, Gaetano in on the stop. Short of the first down, but the Panthers now will go for it. Fourth and one from the Sting 43-yard line. They got to get to the 42. So Panthers now to the line from the near hash. Three wide receivers to the left. Trips left. Single wide receiver here on the near side. Breidung waits for the snap. Keeps it himself. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 35. Should have enough for the first down. And he does. Down to the 33-yard line. First and 10. Peterson in on the stop for Spectrum. Panthers now to the line from the near hash. Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right this time. Havens in the backfield with Breidung. Play action. Breidung throws back to Havens on the left side, does a little razzle to the outside, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, touchdown. Yard touchdown for Havens, and the Panthers will go for two. Makes it 20-0. So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers left and right this time. Havens in the backfield with Brydon. Man goes in motion and Mack. And it's going to be the reverse back to Mack. Throws to Brydon. Two-point conversion is good. So with 8:59 remaining in the third, it's now Panthers 22, Spectrum nothing. They get Anabas Silo, now featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna, along with small engine repair for your lawn and garden equipment. That's Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand. The Paul Schlesser Insurance Agency, serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area, your American Family Insurance agent. Insurance that fits your needs. Paul Schlesser Insurance Agency, again, Durand and Chippewa Falls. Bauer Plumbing and Septic, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repair for your current home. Call Chris at 672-8224. That's 672-8224. And Riverside Grill, downtown Durand, featuring daily lunch specials. Don't forget about the Friday fish fry. Of course, we'll have the Saturday prime rib and the Sunday roasted chicken as well from Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. So the Panthers now will kick it away. And it will be taken at the 15 to the 20 to the 25. And that is Tyler Simonovic with the return. Hagness in on the stop. So first and 10 from the 27-yard line. So it looks like we have Moore and Froland now in the backfield. Looks like the injured player may have been Carlson, number 8. He is not in the game. And so Moore straight ahead we go. And he'll be up to the 30-yard line. And stop. Looks like that might have been Kraleski. He'll be high or hurry-up offense now. Moore straight ahead again he goes. This time he falls forward down to the 33-yard line. Pickler in on the stop. Clock continues to run down to 8:10. Biestervelt in on the stop, and then third down here in about 5 coming up. And we're going to do the switch at the line of scrimmage, so everybody adjusts. Moore waiting for the snap. And Moore's going to his left. Tries to cut up field, tries to push the pile forward. Oh, he scampers forward. He should have just enough for the first down. Looked like they had him at the 35, and he managed to just get his keep his momentum and got up to the 37 for a first down here on the near hash. Again, hurry up offense. Moore now waiting for the snap. Low snap. Now it's back to number 24 on a bit of a reverse, and that is Tyler Simonovic, and he's tackled for a gain of maybe a yard. Lukic on the stop for the Panthers. Gain of about 1, second down and 9. And The Sting now at the line. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Moore waiting for the snap. He'll take it. Going to his right. Tries to get around the corner. Flag comes flying in. And he'll lose a couple yards. And looks like we have a hold. Yep, holding against Spectrum. And the Panthers will take the 10 yards. And so now it'll be second down. And about 19. And so Moore now waiting for the snap. And we get the shift now. Moore keeps it himself, and he's going to go to his right. Gets around the corner. He's on the far side, crosses the 35 up to the 40.
Brody Moore on the carry, tackled by Ethan Mack.
Ethan Mack with the stop, all the way up to the 41. So third down, makes a manageable third down, really. Third down in about 7.
Third down at 8 from the 41.
Gain of about 12 on the play. So Moore now waiting for the snap. Down to 6 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Panthers leading 22-0. Ooh, Panthers nearly jumped offside. Low snap, and has to fall down on it. So it'll be fourth down, lost back to the 33-yard line. So Spectrum will punt.
15 from the 33.
Waiting for the snap.
That's offsides again.
And offsides, it looks like. Short kick. And it'll be downed at the 50-yard line. Now we'll see what this is. Oh, they're going to call it a legal motion against Spectrum.
Illegal motion against Spectrum. Penalty will be declined by Grand.
Panthers decline the penalty and will just take it. First and 10 at the 50.
First and 10.
Again, Panthers leading 22-0 with 5:06 remaining. So first and 10 from the 50 now. Breidung waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a reverse back to Weiss. Weiss gets around the corner to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20 on the far sideline. He'll go in for the touchdown. Jackson Weiss with the 50-yard run for the score for the Panthers. And so it makes it now 30-0. Panthers will go for one. They'll go for the extra point this time. Wait for the snap. Ball down. Kick is on the way. Oh, wow. Kick is good. And Magnus Lukic with the extra point to make it 29-0 Panthers. All right. 4:55 remaining here in the third quarter. Thank you to Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Also, the Goodrich Funeral Home, Your authorized location for monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Call Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Call them now as we get ready for end-of-year tax planning. It's time to start thinking about that, believe it or not. Give them a call, 672-4425, and schedule your appointment today. Please thank all of our high school sports sponsors. So please thank all of our high school sports sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give us a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. All right, taken at the muffed on the kickoff, but manages to still recover it and fall forward at the 26, and that was Simonovic. And that's first and 10. Berger in on the stop for the Panthers. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. Two wide receivers now on the far side. And Moore, straight ahead we go. Follows his blockers, crosses the 30, keeps the pile moving up to about the 32-yard line. Yankee in on the stop. So second down, and we'll call it 5. More waiting for the snap now. We have the big shift at the line of scrimmage now. Two wide receivers now here on the left of the formation on the near side. And this time more straight ahead we go. Pushes the pile forward. Gets up to about the 35-yard line. Third and 2 coming up. Pickler in on the stop. And so now, third down and about 2.
Third and 3 from the 35.
More waiting for the snap. Oh, we're going to get the shift again. And this time it's a reverse to Simonovic. And he'll cross the 35 up to the – it's going to be close to the first down. I think he's got it at the 38-yard line. Yep, they're going to call that a first down. And Kraleski in on the stop for the Panthers. So first and 10 for Spectrum. Clock continuing to run, approaching the 3-minute mark of the third quarter. More waiting for the snap now. And it's a low snap to Moore. He's going to go to his left. Tries to get to the outside. Can't do it. Looks like Yankee blows that play up. And really no gain on the play.
Brody Moore on the carry. Tackled by Gavin Yankee.
So second down and 10 from the near hash this time. So Moore now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Good snap to Moore. He'll try to go out off tackle, splits the two tackles, falls forward, crosses the 40, up to about the 42-yard line. So third down here coming up. Yankee in on the stop. Get a whistle and a timeout. And looks like it's one of the linemen for Spectrum. That is number 51, Elijah Chickering. He was their center. Looks like he's got a cramp. No, they're going to help him off. Okay. 2 minutes remaining here in this third quarter. Panthers leading 29-0.
Third down and six.
So third and six now. More now. We'll wait for the snap. High snap. And it's a loose ball. That's the danger when you switch centers. It's like Panthers got it.
Fumble on the play. Recovered by Isaac Sabalco.
Sabalco with the recovery. Panthers take over at the 42-yard line. Down to a minute 47 remaining in the third quarter. From the 43 now, Breidung waiting for the snap for the Panthers. Everybody in tight. And this time it's going to be a direct snap. And is that Havens? Yep. Havens straight ahead he goes, crosses the 40 down to the 37-yard line. From the near hash now, waiting for the snap is Breidung. Havens is in the backfield with him. Breidung now keeps it himself, does a little spin move, goes nowhere, blowing up that play, number 71, Peterson.
Samuel Peterson with the tackle.
And so now, third down coming up. Breidung waiting for the snap. Weiss is a wing back here on the right of the formation. To Havens this time. Straight ahead we go. Crosses the 35. Pushes the pile forward. Be close but short of the first down. So fourth down coming up. Down to 24 seconds. That should be the last play of the third quarter, I'm thinking. With the Panthers leading by a score of 29-0. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
And welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Panthers leading 29-0. Listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Football here on WRDN. Durand, I'm Brian Winnikins, and it's been pretty much all Panthers here this evening. Fourth down here coming up for the Panthers. Fourth and one from the Sting 34-yard line. So we switch sides. Panthers now in this fourth quarter will go from right to left. The Sting from left to right. As Breidung now waits for the snap. Man comes in motion. Back to passes Breidung. He's going to go wide open to Pickler. He's got it. Touchdown. Well, everybody was not expecting that. And so now makes it 35-0. so now Panthers will go for the extra point. Ball down, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. So Lukic with the extra point to make it 36-0. 11:52 remaining in the game. And thank you to Shaw's Gas, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service at Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, the area's number one home seller. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, offering complete auto service and shuttle service and loaner vehicles while they fix your vehicle. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, where rule matters. Durand, endless summer fitness and tanning. With around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay and Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Bear and Sons, with dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at the Durand Bauer Built Sports Complex, so please thank them for their support. All right, Pickler to kick it away. At the 15 to the 20, whistling a, what's that about? Guess he was kneeling down when he caught the ball. Okay. And so it'll be, we are under running clock now. Panthers above 35, so running clock now. First and 10 from the 16-yard line.
First down and 10 from the 16.
Timeout, Durand, Arkansas.
Timeout, Durand, their first.
So Panthers were confused on the defense. Thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 926-3630 or visit chenfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Also, Bauer Build Tire. Let Bauer Build take care of all of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call, 672-8300, or visit them online at bauerbuild.com. And The Cottage, where The Cottage continues their fall festival open house tomorrow. So a lot of different specials, some great fall food items as well, and more at The Cottage, downtown Durand. All right, timeout is done. And so now Moore waiting for the snap. We do the shift at the line of scrimmage. And Moore will try to keep it himself, or a reverse rather, to Simonovic. And he's Yaki with the big stop. Approaching the 11-minute mark again, under the running clock now. Loss of three, second down and 13. From the 13-yard line. Moore waits for the snap. Low snap to Moore. He manages to hang on to it. Crosses the 15 up to the 16.
Brody Moore on the carry. Gavin
Yaki in on the stop up to the 17-yard line.
Third down and nine.
Third and nine, we'll call it. Excuse me, Moore waiting for the snap now. And it's going to be reversed back to Simonovic. Tries to get around the left corner, can't do it. Taken down at the 15-yard line. And Yankee in on the stop again. So fourth down, Panthers will get the ball back.
Gavin Krings on the tackle.
Well, they'll say Travon Kringsen on the stop, number 74. It looked like number 34 to me. All right.
Fourth down and 11.
So, oh, low snap and the kick, a short kick, caught by Yonke at the 22-yard line.
Flag
down. He'll be down at the 18-yard line. We'll see what the flag's all about, though. I think it's against Durant, Arkansas. Running into the kicker.